Hey, welcome back to episode 58 of the Sorter Brothers podcast. Justice, how's it going?
Great. It's going great.
Yeah? How's the new car?
It's good. Dude, something's bad in here, bro.
Wait, what? Something smells?
Something smells bad in here, and I was trying to just roll.
I don't smell it.
Dude, I actually smell something so bad in...
No?
Okay, we can just try to...
Wait, hold on.
Is it only over here?
I don't smell anything. Is it in your nose?
Maybe, dude.
Let me smell your nose.
Okay, get too close. Dude, okay, anyway. No, it's...
It's not my cologne hands?
No, that's another breed of something.
By the way,
what kind of...
It says Ocean.
...hand sanitizer is that? It says Ocean?
Maybe if Hollister owned the ocean.
If Hollister... Yeah,
Did you ever walk into a Hollister back in the day, just get smacked in the face with
their
cologne?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, brutal.
Your entire body smells of cologne right now, and apparently
all I did was a little squirt of hand sanitizer.
Put on some hand sanitizer. I don't know.
You think
are you lying to me?
No, you think I would am coming like putting cologne on to come down here and sit and talk to you?
Well, that's why I was talking to Megan. You walked past. You walked upstairs. This was before we
started
the podcast.
We just worked out, and I didn't even shower for this, but I'm going to go put cologne
on. Well, that was Megan's point to it. I was like, did he just... You walk past me, I get a huge just wall of cologne smell. And I go, did he just put on cologne? And Megan said, maybe you guys did just work out. Or something like that.
Okay. Is that nice?
Putting cologne on after workout and not showering? No.
No, not what I'm talking about. There we go.
Gosh.
Is that nice when you go to like a social gathering and the guy walks up and he smells like a lot like cologne? Are you like, okay, like, what are you wearing? Or is it too much when you can always smell it like that?
You want my take on how much cologne you should be putting on?
The tricky thing is that if you stick with the same cologne for a long time, you can't smell it anymore. But then somebody will be like, oh, that smells good. But
yeah, I don't know.
So it's hard to gauge because I can't smell it.
I don't put on cologne a lot, but when I do, it's the same kind.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying when I'm like...
How often do you think you put cologne on?
I don't know, man. Hardly ever in the winter for some reason.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's a summer thing for me.
What?
Is cologne just a summer thing for me?
You said it was.
Well, so here's the thing. If I'm going to a wedding, I'll put cologne on.
In case you meet somebody.
If I'm going...
Is it more about meeting somebody?
No.
Or is it about just presenting your best?
It's like, yeah. If I feel like I'm dressing up a bunch.
It's not that there could be a honey there that you want to smell nice for?
I don't
for.
Think so. But anyway, I feel like I don't put it on enough to be blind to it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I do, I guess. It's kind of like part of my routine. I just like, shh. But I don't know. I don't know why I do it. I mean, if Megan and I are going out, it makes sense. I definitely have done it before where I'm like going to hang out with some dudes and I spritz it and I'm like, why did I just do that?
Yeah, I feel like I don't do that. If I'm just going to hang out with guys, I don't do that. But it's not because I'm not hanging out with the girls. It's just because if you're around all your boys and they're just like, yo, whose cologne is that? You're like,
yeah.
You don't want to be like, yeah, I just drowned myself in cologne.
I will say sometimes I try to be very wary of like just making sure I'm clean and stuff, especially at like jiu-jitsu, because I will roll with people who will smell. Sometimes, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but sometimes people will smell bad.
Yeah.
Like poop.
Yeah.
And I think what scares me is that I think he doesn't know that he smells poop right now. And I also don't think I smell like poop. So if he doesn't think he smells like poop but does, that means there's a chance I smell like poop.
Maybe.
Unless he just pooped and he knows it and I don't.
Is smelling your own stench like.
I know. Could you smell your own poop?
Is smelling your own stench like looking at a color in different, like through different brains? You know what I mean? Like some people say, like that red, that's red to me, but your red could be a different color, but we just both call it red.
Oh, what you're talking about when I thought clay was, it was, I thought
I'm
it
not
was
talking about a specific situation.
Yeah, but it's like when
you,
I thought, but it's like when I would, like I thought this, that.
Like there's
it
a
smelled
Captain
like
America.
Clay, but really it was just body odor.
No, there's a Captain America shield right here off frame. There's red stripes on it. That red, mm-hmm. You could be seeing it as my green, but you've always been taught that that was your red.
That's true. But how does this apply to someone smelling like poop at jiu-jitsu?
I'm saying, is it the same?
Like he's like, no, that's not poop. That's my cologne.
Yeah. That's just my normal body odor.
Yeah. Maybe. I would say you should get a new cologne.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it would be his cologne. Obviously, it's not his cologne. You didn't put it on. But to answer your question earlier on about the cologne, I think, and this is what I strive for if I put on cologne. I don't want you smelling my cologne unless you hug me.
Oh.
Is that weird?
I guess somewhere in the back of my mind, I always think like it's a nice to have. Like it's probably not going to do anything for me, but if I'm with somebody, you know, if I'm out in public and they just think like, oh, he smelled nice. Like that's a, you know, that's the score one for me.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like I also don't want to be the person, and I don't know, maybe I'm just more, I don't know, more aggressive about that one, like where the line is, but
I almost never hug people.
I hate to be, well, I don't really.
So then it would be a waste.
No, it's just you smell good, but not like you're not smelling bad to where people are smelling you when you walk by. They're like, oh, that guy smells bad. They're not thinking like it's more neutral. But then if they get really close to you, then you smell good kind of thing. I don't want to be the guy where I walk into the room and everyone smells my cologne. Because there's people like that.
Yeah, true. Sometimes when people are like that, I think, oh, you've been smoking weed. And you're just like, it's a mask at that point.
That's like a dad answer. That's like one of those, yeah. That's like one of those dad things. Like,
I think I just have friends that smoke weed a lot and they always smell good. And I'm like, that's a lot of cologne.
It's just funny. I think.
What if you didn't smoke weed, but you just had a weed smelling cologne? You're like, I swear.
Why would you? Yeah, I don't understand that logic. What?
If you like the smell of it.
Oh, if you like the smell of weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It's, I don't know that.
What? How do you apply it? Do you?
Like if someone was like, oh, that guy probably came out here smoking weed. That's like the same vibes as like, oh, we got here just in time.
I parked in the back. So afterwards we can just get right out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder because I usually just spray it onto my clothing. I don't know if that makes
spray it on your clothes, not your skin.
I wonder if that makes it less potent. Sometimes I'll spray it right here and then I'll go like that. And then I'll go like that.
One time I heard that if.
But then I'm like, it's on my watch too.
One time I heard from this guy on. It's probably like an Instagram post, so who knows how credible it is. But this dude was trying to teach people about cologne, and he said, well, men about cologne, and he said, if you spray cologne on your wrists, you're doing what females do with perfume. Start being a man.
Spray it where?
He said on your neck. Like, you're still putting it on your neck, but he was saying directly spray. Don't spray on your wrists. I've done both.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can get off cologne, though.
This is
a lot of cologne talk.
It is called ocean. I don't think it smells anything like ocean.
Oh, yeah. Your hands.
I think it does smell nice, though.
Yeah. Why the?
I don't know why they got to put those little balls in it.
Like the glitter?
I want my hand sanitizer to just be gone.
And balls?
My hands are dry. They got little balls in them.
What?
Yeah, it's like little
in your hand sanitizer?
Sprinkles almost. Yeah.
You're not just talking about glitter?
Not glitter. It's a hard ball.
There's like hard a little, balls in your sanitizer?
Yeah. It, almost like a... I don't know why they're there.
Why are they? Yeah, I don't... I couldn't tell you.
Anyways, what else has been going on? You said the car's good?
Yeah, it's good.
How many miles she got on her?
The new one?
Yeah.
Around 100,000.
Nice. Nice. Got some good life left in her.
100,000. Hold on. I actually did want to say something, and this kind of is related to the new car. I was driving my new 4Runner when I had this happen to me. But anyway, this was last Monday, I believe. I go to the chiropractor every Monday morning.
You go to the chiropractor every week?
Yeah.
For how long?
I stopped. I was going for a while, then I stopped, and now I've been going for another, year, 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I go to the chiropractor every Monday morning. I was driving back, and there's coming out of, let's say, the old Florence Water Park?
Mm-hmm.
Coming back or trying to get back on the interstate, turning left, there's that big on-ramp. And this on-ramp...
By the dealership there? Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So you cross the interstate and then you get on. But the ramp to get onto the interstate takes you and you stay on that. It's not even a ramp. It's another road, but it connects further up. So you're on this one-lane road for a while, a little bit before you actually get on the highway. Yeah. Anyway, I go to turn left. There's a dump truck and then two cars and then me. We're all turning left. We all turn left onto this small road or long on-ramp, whatever you want to call it. As we're driving, we're picking up speed the further we go because we're about to get onto the highway. The more and more and more we pick up speed, this dump truck just starts to fly things out of its, I don't even know.
It's dump.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the right word. Is it dump? What is it?
It was releasing container. Things out of its dumpy.
It's not. Is it a truck bed?
It's dumpy.
Anyway, I first couple things fly out and I was like, nah. And then it just kept coming. But here's the thing. And I was like, what's happening?
Mm.
They were all not ripped, not folded, nothing wrong, just blank sheets of paper. And the faster and faster we went, it started getting to where it was okay, the roads are now getting covered. It was
how many reams you think?
Dude, multiple reams. Anyway, we get onto the highway finally, and I start driving up close to this stump truck. I didn't get a picture of it, so don't get your hopes up because I grabbed my phone.
Reach for his phone.
I know. I'm reaching for my phone because I don't want to get it wrong. So as I'm driving up next to this dump truck, I notice this kind of, which first of all, it was almost we've talked a lot about Severance on here. It was almost like a Lumen logo, but that's not what I'm talking about. That's not why I'm talking about it. It was like a water drop, logo, some sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get beside the truck and it says the brand name. I don't remember what it was. And then it was drive with a purpose. And there's papers flying all out. And I was like, what is happening? I drive further up. I go to look into the window. Dude's driving on the right side in his car. Not the right side. Not the left side. The right side. So it's
A British.
From Britain or something. And I literally just turned over and he's just what's happening is this guy.
Maybe he wasn't any.
Dude, what if he's a spy from across the pond?
How did he get his British dumpy here?
He drove it. He drove it across the pond. I don't know. I just thought it was a bit odd because it was one thing after the other. And I was just is this a
guy's acting
simulation?
Nothing's going on. Maybe it was a diversion.
Maybe. Yeah, it's what's happened? Or there's just a fight scene in the truck, one of those Marvel movies. We would never know.
Yeah, just going on in the back. They're just throwing paper out.
It's just Captain America in there.
Ant-Man just flinging paper. Yeah. Nobody can see him.
Yeah, also, who threw away that many reams of paper?
Yeah, just hammer mill. Yeah. I'm glad you're okay. One time, driving a dude. He got like mad that I wasn't driving fast enough or something. And he was in a truck. And so he like zoomed around me and then, you know, like cut me off.
Yeah.
And just freaking yeeted a Diet Coke out the window and smashed into my windshield.
Oh my, it smashed into your windshield?
So I was just like, windshield wipers on, write the plate number down.
Did you?
Yeah. I called it in. I was like, I hate that guy.
Wow. Hate him? You don't even get to know him.
No, I think I got pretty good intel on him.
You think so?
So, yeah.
What if he was just having a bad day? If he was driving really fast to the hospital?
If I'm going to the hospital,
guys on the
phone.
I'm
going to be there long enough where I'm going to keep that Diet Coke.
Guys on the phone.
I'm
going to
need a drink.
He's on the phone. Guy says, I'm pulling the plug unless you throw this Diet Coke out your car right now.
Who, the doctor? Unless you stop drinking Diet Coke, I'm going to kill your loved one. Who are you talking to?
You have a Diet Coke in your hand right now?
Oh.
Throw it out the freaking window right now. You need to be healthier.
I wish I didn't do that. Not going to be able to get that back this up.
What just happened?
That was me throwing the Diet Coke out the window.
What was your plan?
I thought I was going to catch it, but it caught right here.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'll get it later.
Dang.
Speaking of pulling the plug at the hospital. Well, not speaking of pulling the plug. We had a hospital experience, and it brought up a couple things I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
Basically, you know, Evelyn woke up with some breathing difficulties the other night, ended up having croup. Do you know what croup is?
I did not. So. And I don't know, like, the
am a father.
Definition of the word, but I think I understand what the symptoms are and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't really know it was a thing. So she basically woke up not able to breathe very well, and we didn't know what was going on. So we were just like, I was like, I'm going to call the ambulance because she was having a hard time breathing. So first of all, I appreciate, you know, I'm grateful that we're able to call the ambulance and have them come and check her out when we need to. Dude, they sent a sheriff and 7 EMTs.
Holy, 7?
My parents came over, so it was Evelyn, me, Megan, my parents, a sheriff, and then, so 13 of us in Evelyn's room.
They were all in the room?
At like 12:30. They all came in. Boots on. It's like, I get that if it's an emergency, you don't want to have time to take your shoes off, but like 6 of you can. You know what I mean? Like somebody can come check on her. The rest of you guys can take your wet boots off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they all came up. I mean, I'm hoping she's okay, but they were kind of like, I was kind of getting the vibe that they're like, had a plan. They're like, we're just going to take care of her. She'll be all right kind of thing. And so at that point, I was standing there and I started counting people. I'm like, this seems like a lot of people. And then, anyways, so they end up, they take her to the hospital because she just needed to get like a little steroid to help open her airway back up and things like that, or reduce the inflammation. But they didn't have a way to like put her in the back of the ambulance because she's a baby. So they put her on an adult size stretcher with harnesses. I don't have a picture. It was sad.
They had an insert that like sat in the
I didn't on know the stretcher. Because how was they went and got her into the ambulance.
Say,
Megan Rode, they went and got her into the ambulance while I was like getting things together in the house, and then I follow the ambulance there. So I didn't even see until we get there. I pull up beside and they like lower her out and she's just like like strapped into the thing. They have her like pajamas unbuttoned down, like opened with the little sticky patches on her that I guess they have to do.
Wait, what are just monitoring?
To monitor heart rate.
Yeah.
So. Here's what I want to get to though, because actually I had left. So this is going to take a turn in the story, but I always carry a knife with me.
Yeah.
And I had left my knife like in my dad's truck or something. And so he had had it and I'm like, hey, bring my knife back to me next time I see you or bring it to church tomorrow. I text him. Well, anyways, that night this happened. So I end up seeing him anyways and he had it in his pocket. So gave me my knife back. And then when we get to the hospital, I left my knife in the car, thankfully, because we walk in, there's like signs like no weapons. The EMT even asked us, you don't have any weapons on you, right? Well, like as soon as we get in, there's a security guard there that's like, I need your name. Like it's totally, here's my whole point in this. It felt very off the books. He just hand wrote our names down on a piece of like a little notepad he had. It didn't go into any system. And then he like wanded us like a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I don't understand. Cause it's like this at concerts too. Anytime they've used the wand on me, that thing is beeping and lighting up red all over my body. And they've never checked. Like, obviously my watch, but he can see that. Like, I had stuff and keys in my pockets and down. Like, so he's going all around me, and it's like, beep, 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 beep. And then he's just like, you're good.
I guess I've just thought maybe that the beeping isn't necessarily what they're looking for. Like, that's what the movies and stuff say. But, like, does it have to be, like, a long beep? Or does it have to be, like that's what I was
thinking. Well, it's detecting, like, metal and stuff, right? And it lit up red and beeped when it would like go over keys and different things. And I'm just like,
yeah, but is it like
you go through all this to put this security guard at this entrance and then you don't even want to like check what's in my pocket?
Yeah, I don't know. I get what you're saying. I just always thought like when I used to do metal detecting on the beach and stuff with my dad and there would be different sounds for like different types of beeps.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
For different types of metals.
I don't know. I was just like,
I just thought it was something like that.
Feeling a little secure going in, like, oh, they got this place locked down. And then I was lighting that wand up and he didn't even ask me any questions.
He's like, you got your keys in your pocket? And you're like, yeah. He's like, you're good.
Right next to my knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But
he just stops and he's like, are you a trustworthy guy? You're like, I think so. He's like, nah, I'll let you through.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe
he's
you.
He's like, respect.
Yeah, they also gave her a little teddy bear out of the ambulance, which I was like, oh, maybe they have these for kids because they took her to Children's and like it's a nice thing.
Like, we actually just found this.
They let
her
keep it. That thing had been around. It almost had a leg ripped off. The stuffing was coming out of the leg.
It came out. She got it out of a bag. Like it was in a bag. Like it wasn't like.
That doesn't make me feel better.
No, like a plastic bag. Like.
We got
plastic
this from
packaging.
A criminal scene.
Do you think that thing was new?
I think it was. I think it maybe came with a hole or had a hole already.
What?
No.
No, because she said that they normally have toys.
They had some sick
for
kids
to pick out
holding
of.
That bear.
That
you don't think
would
so?
Make me
no, they would anxious. Not do that.
It did make me feel great that the leg was almost ripped off. It didn't look new.
I don't think they would give her a used teddy bear. She said that
she's
they
like,
normally
this bear's
have
sick
toys.
Just like you.
Then it's like, do you keep the bear because maybe Evelyn likes it, or do you throw it away because it's like
a sick bear?
This bear just represents the time we had to go to the hospital. Is that a good thing to remember? I don't know. Anyways,
it happened.
I don't know how much did you like that memory.
It worked out. She ended up being healthy, so I'm glad. Hmm. But
did
we
you keep the bear?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess we still have it. Here's the other thing that I guess I wasn't totally aware of. I used to think calling the ambulance was the cheat code.
Cheat code to what? Life?
Yeah. No. That if you just go to the emergency room, you're going to have to wait forever. But if you call the ambulance, they bring you in the back door. You skip all the wait lines. No. They took us straight to triage to check her in, whatever. And then we waited in a waiting room from 12:30 to 3:30 a.m. And then
wow.
They took us back and they gave her a little, like, they just reaffirmed all of the information that they already took in triage and then gave her a little like oral steroid and we left. I'm like, they could have done that in triage. Yeah, 3 hours. We didn't get home till 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and maybe it's, yeah, it may, maybe it's so they can charge you for a room and stuff.
Is it all about money?
I think it's.
I think a portion of it is.
Yeah, is. Maybe not all of it, but 100% of it is about money.
Mm.
So.
But, well, and it, a lot of it is no matter if you come up. Because obviously we called an ambulance and it. She did. It wasn't necessarily an emergency in terms of like they looked at her. They're like, she's breathing okay. Like she's calmed down now, kind of thing. So like yeah. They do assess like everybody that goes into the emergency room. They assess you like fairly quickly to make sure like okay, is this life or death? And if it's not, then they're like, all right, back to the back of the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, but definitely nice to have a good. Children's hospital in the backyard, basically.
It's the like best. One of,
it is the best, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what makes it the best, I guess. Do we just have access to different equipment or the best doctors? Or I don't know.
I would think so.
Guy we met with is like, I don't know if it was just because it was late, but he had like Wolverine-style hair.
Just because it was late.
I was maybe a little out of it, but he had like this thick hair that was all pushed back like that, like, and it was big. He looked like
you're saying it was just because the Wolverine. The
I didn't think it was. I thought like it was. What poofy.
You just run at super? Yeah, it was kind of.
But I'm like,
it
imagine
wasn't slicked back.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was poofy, like curly poofy.
That's it was good. Not curly at all, and it wasn't like wet looking slicked back, but it was all pushed back with like, and like hairsprayed in place or something.
It was just on a motorcycle.
It kind of looked like it.
Maybe
were you just running at? Superhuman speed. Oh well,
yeah. Are you the Flash?
Can I say you're the fastest looking doctor I've ever seen? Yeah. Hope this doesn't offend you. He did go because he did come in though and said like she has something called croup and wanted to like confirm her symptoms. And he was like, do you mind if I try to replicate what her cough might have sounded like? And we were like, sure. And he was like, it's like a, I don't know, you might do it better than I do. It's like a bark, actually? But he was just like, okay. He started like going like that. And we were like, yeah, pretty much.
Like, more cough sounding than that, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah, kind of like
did like that.
I was going right into the mic. Chill. Pull that mic down when you're barking into it.
But we were like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you're like
side eye Megan.
That's it, but just like way younger and
her voice wasn't
female.
As deep. Yeah. But kind of. I think you get that general idea. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's hard. First hospital visit with a kid, right?
I know. Didn't love it. I mean, I loved the outcome. Like, she ended up being all right, but
yeah, so you
prefer it. Not to go back to the hospital, for sure.
Yeah, but you get that outcome. You love it.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, so we'll see. They'll probably send us a bill for, like, $5,000.
Megan's just going, shaking her head.
Yeah, I'm riding with her in the back of the ambulance, and she's like, I just need you to sign this for permission to bill your insurance. And
yeah,
I'm
we're like, going to get a bill. There's going to be like a $95 teddy bear on there. We're going like, to have to call and dispute because the leg was torn off.
This leg was torn, yeah.
At least please throw the teddy bear in, please. I can't do this.
That's funny.
So, yeah, might not be able to afford her sister come June, but at least Evelyn's healthy. I guess you got to prioritize the ones that are here. Yeah, anyways, not worried about it.
Right. Right. You guys okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, so.
Felt like.
I probably spent. $20 just in vending machine snacks. Bro, if I stay up past 1 a.m. apparently, I get hungry. I was sitting in the waiting room.
So does Evelyn. She just was like,
I ate a bag of Chex Mix, like, bought two waters, or like four actually, for between like me and you and Dad. Then I ate some of her cheese that she got, and then I got a protein bar, and then I randomly just got one of those like Muscle Milk chocolate protein drinks.
Ew.
No, it was the Core. Those Life, new ones.
Or whatever.
That are like really popular.
Fair Life,
yeah. The Core Power or something.
It was good. It was like a nice like chocolate milk. But I was like, is this going to come back to bite me?
Dude,
no, but milk. Evelyn is your daughter because she was also the whole time just like, bite, more, puff, water, like drink. And she was just like going to town. We're in the doctor's office either. And she's just wanting more puffs while the doctor's like talking to her.
Also, it's called children's. What's the cutoff? I'm pretty sure I saw some guy in his 20s walk in there and I don't know what was going on, but he was just holding something on his chin the whole time.
He might have been 18. Like 18 is
that's the cutoff. They wouldn't treat me if I walked in there with something.
No, I mean, well, it depends. Dramatic. Like if
they got
you
the little beds, I'm just
if you were like Lacey, for example, when she had her like thing done at Florence or not Florence at Children's. If you have like a certain like procedure done or something, and there was needed to be follow up on that.
Yeah.
And she was old, and now she's older. Like, she could still go there because they did that procedure.
Yeah,
but, like, normally it's Lacey had 18.
A procedure, surgery done.
Huh?
Lacey had surgery done.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. I was just saying, like, it was.
Tell me the difference in a procedure and a surgery.
Oh, I thought procedure could be multiple things. I don't know. People, not everybody's going to know that Lacey, it was like.
Tell them what she had done.
Context thing. I don't know.
Just kidding. Trying to get
more context.
Anyways, what else is going on besides hospitals and stuff?
Nothing. It was more of a chill week.
More of a chill week?
Yeah, finished Benchuary, which I
That's right.
pretty hyped
Big day
about.
For us.
Yeah. I think it was good because a couple episodes ago I was talking about trying to be more consistent in the winter months, and I felt like I definitely wasn't as consistent as I could be. Definitely still room to improve, but because of the program that I went through in February, that helped a lot. Because again, I still missed days, but I stayed on top of it pretty well. but yeah, I think, I don't know.
You happy
really
with your PR there?
With me, huh?
Are you happy with your PR?
I am, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I am happy.
Dope. We maxed our benches today for people who don't know. Benchuary is like you do bench or bench-related strengthening exercises for every Monday through Friday of February, and then you try to max at the end. The guy who programmed it is like 62 years old.
Did he start it? Or is he just like the face of it?
Yeah, like he's like, a company, Soranex, puts it on, and then they, like, partner with him to program it. So, anyways, he's, like, some 62-year-old man. He's got the maybe we could throw in a clip of his world record, but he's got, like, a 1,129-pound bench or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know because, I mean, well, he does have that, but I'm saying I don't know if he's still the record holder because I was looking it up the other day, and there's multiple names that come up.
No, I think he's the all-time.
Is he?
I think so.
I mean, that's great. But I was looking it up and there was like multiple that like said that there were multiple names. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking wrong places.
I don't know. That's such a crazy. I mean, because we're benching like.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Close to 1.5 times body weight.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if he weighed.
What do you think?
400 pounds, he would be close to triple body weight.
And he's obviously not.
No. I mean, he probably...
Like 250?
He probably weighs like 270, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Even if we call it 300, he's approaching a 4X body weight
bench. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I don't know.
What's his name? Do we know?
Yeah, I forget.
Probably need to...
Let's give him a shout out here.
Give him some cred. With all our fans.
kind of an interesting guy in the videos, but it was good.
Yeah, no, it's I thought it was really good. It's a cool way to stay disciplined because it kind of gives you, obviously it's giving you a workout, but then it's also like reaching towards a goal that
where Bill Gillespie.
Normally what?
Bill Gillespie.
Bill Gillespie. So like normally if you're working out, you might not be necessarily, you're just kind of like overall fitness, but for this specifically to get your bench higher. Yeah. So like your bench PR. So kind of cool way to stay motivated.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was good. Wasn't super, it definitely got me stronger, but I wasn't at like peak bench performance as is. So it kind of got me back to where I've been in the past, but it'd be cool to maybe keep going with it a little bit in some way. But Megan, yeah. You got anything?
Megan, give us a nice question here for Get to Know the Bros.
Should we rip a acting segment? We haven't done that in a while.
What? We don't have anything to act.
Should just give us a line or something.
No, give us a question. It's so random. Give us a good one. We need a spice.
A question?
So chill up.
I had a good one last week. But... hold on, where did they go?
Oh, the pigeons?
Oh, yeah, pigeons was good. I should probably clip that.
Yeah, we haven't posted any clips in a while.
Yeah, we actually haven't.
I need to get some more, but which Disney princess is the most annoying?
Whoa.
I don't know if I'm going to even know them all.
Know them all.
Let's see. Let's see if we can name our Disney princesses off the rip. How many are there?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head a number.
Cinderella.
Yep. Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
Daisy.
Daisy?
Is that one?
Like the duck?
No. Like, oh, no, I'm thinking princess. Of Mario Kart, I think.
She's princess in my heart.
Princess Peach.
Does Princess Peach count?
No.
Are they not affiliated? Are they connected to...
Moana?
No, not Disney.
Princess Anna? And Elsa.
Oh, dang.
And
yeah, but those are the new ones.
And the red-headed.
The what?
What?
Rapunzel. Who's the redhead from Brave?
Oh.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Fiona?
No, that's Universal.
Yeah, what?
What? You said only Disney?
Yes,
she had Disney
princess. I didn't say which princess and
No, Daisy was wrong. I shouldn't have said that if that was what threw you off.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when these girls try and...
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
What's her name? Ariel.
Ariel.
Is she the one that's... Who's the one that's being played by... Is it Snow White? They're doing that remake.
Yeah.
That girl is the most annoying.
Dang.
Yeah.
She is annoying.
Whoa. What? Why?
That actress?
Whoa, I just like...
She's like taking all her personal agendas and trying to apply it to the character and change the whole story. So if she's an actual princess in real life, she takes the cake. She's the most annoying person.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Do you hate her too?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Throw her in there. Just kidding. I don't hate anybody.
Except the guy who threw
a diet coke. Isn't that what I'm supposed to say? It's probably, if you take away like what you think you're supposed to say, you know, like all this PC stuff, and you say, is there anyone in life that I truly hate? Do you think?
Are you asking me? Or
yeah, do you think there is somebody that you actually hate?
No, I don't hate. I don't think I hate anybody. Honestly.
He's lying.
No, honestly, I try. Like, I because I think about.
I try to, but
no, I try to not. Obviously,
oh yeah.
I personally don't think that I genuinely hate somebody because there's been times where I've almost like gone crazy with the fact that I think someone else might. kind of goes with like holding a grudge. Like if someone, like if I did something in the past that I shouldn't have done, and then I know someone could be like pretty upset about that. Even if I like forget about it in the moment, like I might go back because I'm like, I don't want this person to go the rest of their life thinking like, oh yeah, Justice was a jerk. Like,
so you just DM them out of nowhere and be like, hey, remember that one time? Sorry about that.
Not normally a DM, but
yeah, I don't know.
So do you hate people?
No, see, I don't hate anyone.
You feel like it's hard to go after me, I guess.
No, I don't know. I mean, there might be, I have to think about it. There's probably some people that I would say that, whether it's good or bad, I probably.
Good or bad? What's the good ones?
No, I'm saying whether it's justified or not, then I probably, you know, probably shouldn't hate people, but I probably hate some couple.
Okay, which Disney princess do we hate the most?
What I was trying to say is that I don't like when these girls, it feels like they're trying to get themselves into trouble to test these princes. It's like, oh, I'm going to keep getting captured because I'm going to see if this guy saves me.
Yeah.
I don't like all that. Yeah. It feels manipulative. Like, you're just going to, maybe I don't know the whole thing, but you're like, you're just going to keep falling asleep. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to throw your that hair sucks. Out the tower.
That's a double standard. Imagine a guy kept falling asleep. They would be like, oh my gosh, girl, get out of there. He's not for you.
He has,
you know,
insomnia.
What I mean? Yeah. Or like, imagine if like you went underwater to save, like if she went underwater to save a guy and like his dad was like, get out of here. We hate you. Give me back my son. They'd be like, I'm not dealing with all this.
Yeah.
Do you know? And he tried to pitchfork you.
I
like, imagine if
I know.
Imagine if you went to a girl and you fell in love, and then all of a sudden, when you've already got her on the hook, you turn into an ogre. She'd be like, oh my goodness, this is so dishonest.
Now we're in Universal.
Do you know what I mean? She'd be like, you weren't being your authentic self.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when she turns into an ogre, we're supposed to still say, like, you're still beautiful, even if it's like, you know, it's not the same as when she had red hair.
Do you think Shrek should have been called beautiful more? And if he would have been called beautiful more, then he would have been with someone who is actually in his league.
Well, when she was, I don't know.
Is Fiona not in his league? Is Shrek out of Fiona's league?
She ends actually, up getting stuck as an Shrek's ogre.
League. Is Fiona out of Shrek's league?
Do you remember that crazy plot twist when her dad's all judgmental and then just randomly turns into a frog? You're like, yo, what?
The plot twist of her dad turning into a frog is the plot twist I want in Severance.
Somebody turn into one of them goats.
If Mark S. turns into a goat, it'll be the best show of all time.
Yeah, when you complete Cold Harbor, you turn into a goat. All the goats are just people who have completed Cold Harbor.
Wait,
and then she goes into the room and pets all of them.
Yeah, why was there just a bunch of farmers?
We need to have, hey, Ben Stiller, come on the pod.
Yeah. Also, yeah, speaking of that, Ben Stiller needs to be on the pod. He said he would potentially come on some Severance podcast. This isn't a Severance podcast per se.
Could be.
But we talk about Severance sometimes.
Yeah, every episode since the new season.
Come on. Come on the pod, talk about goats, rooms, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, anything.
Which, speaking of that, Blake, you have something new that we might want to start doing. We didn't necessarily have to announce this, but I think it could be cool to kind of get it out there.
Hit them with it.
I can kind of... You can piggyback off me because I don't know the full thing, maybe, if what you're wanting to do. But we're thinking about trying to be more intentional about some guests that we have on.
That's right.
And so with that being said, we want to start, I want to keep calling it a segment, but it's not a segment. It's more of like a series, maybe.
That's right.
Start we want to start some sort of series where we have on different guests.
Different friends of ours.
They could be friends. And to that point, this series will be called, what do you say, like the Our Friend, Our Blank Friend. So,
yeah.
So, like, for example.
Could be anything.
Yeah. Let's say this is a, I don't know if I was going to say this is a boring one. We're not thinking about doing this one specifically, but like if it's like a cop, like our police officer friend or our cop friend, that kind of thing.
Then we just have them on and we just get to know them. We ask them questions about, you know, that aspect of their lives that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And no questions are off limits.
Right. So that's really what we want to emphasize here is no questions are off limits. And if someone gets offended by our questions, you can't really say, well, oh, why did Blake say that? Why did Justice say that? Well, it's not really us. We're in a series. So it's the series.
Yeah.
We don't have any power over that.
If something's like wildly inappropriate or racist, like it's not us.
We're in a series.
Yeah.
So
like if Megan says some of the racist stuff she says, then it's not her.
She's in a series. Also, what if we did our producer friend and Megan was on the pod for the first time?
That would be no offense, sweetheart. That would be one of the drier episodes because we couldn't ask her any producer questions. Megan is basically just our friend. She keeps an eye on the lights.
Our wife slash brother friend.
She's a sister, not a brother.
That's true.
Yeah.
Our pregnant friend.
Our Amish friend. We have Ethan back on.
My brother. The brother I never had friend.
But she's your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll workshop.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know if you like it.
So. That's all I got.
Anything else, Megan?
Mike's on the floor. She don't have anything else.
Oh, I was looking for him. I'm like, where is he?
Oh, Mike?
Yeah. What episode is this? 58?
58.
Peace.